Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
As cold as a razor blade, as tight as a tourniquet, like the skin on a dying man.
I don't want a piece of the world. I want the whole world.
I make my own rules because it's much easier that way.
Trust me.
What's up, everybody? It's Marcus D'Angelo, and we are back for another episode of The Snake Pit. And, of course, you know this gentleman right here. That is WWE Hall of Famer, the master of the DDT himself, Jake the Snake Roberts. Jake, what's going on, brother?
It's a wonderful sunny day here in Georgia. And been out buying plants and bushes and flowers and all sorts of shit.
Oh, man. It's the season, isn't it?
Fruit trees.
Some fruit trees.
Yeah, a lime tree, an orange tree. We've got a peach tree already.
Ooh, man.
Got a lemon tree already. So we're just about set.
All right. So you guys are going to have like some fresh squeezed juices and some delicious food here coming up, huh?
Absolutely, man.
Can't do any better than growing right there at your own place either.
Nope. It looks good sitting around the pool, too.
Hell yeah, man. Good for you and good for everybody. Summer has arrived almost. We're almost there. It's starting to feel like summer even up here in Pittsburgh, which is a huge plus. And man, another huge plus is that we are doing one of our absolute favorites this week, dude. We put it out there and the fans brought it as they always do. It's Ask Jake Anything. And again, our listeners can send their questions to the Snake Pit Pod social media. Or I had a number of folks reach out to me on X in my DMs and ask me their questions, which is another good approach. So if you have a question for Jake for the next one, you can either ask at Snake Pit Pod on all social media platforms or hit me up at Marcus P. D'Angelo on X. So Jake, you and I talked about it a little bit here before we started recording. And I wanted to start this one out with a question for me. As many of our listeners know, I've been training with International Wrestling Cartel here in Pittsburgh. And last night I took my first ever DDT. And of course, you know, you're the guy who sprung to mind and you were referenced quite a bit as the trainer was showing us what's what. And, you know, one of the things that really stuck out to me when I took the bump was that my forehead did make contact with the mat. I always just assumed, like, you know, I'd probably just, you know, land whatever an inch above the mat. It would never touch. And that made me think about Steamboat taking that nasty DDT on the cement floor. And it all just clicked for me all at once that there is no way to protect yourself under those circumstances.
Absolutely no way at all, man. It happens too quick.
Yeah. Yeah. So like even trying to get your hand in the way, I guess you could try, but you kind of make it look like shit, right?
Can't do it. You'll break your wrist.
Yes, because if the guy's got you hooked, then his elbow would be coming down right on your wrist, right?
Yep.
So have you ever hurt someone in the ring delivering a DDT, like they took it the wrong way or anything like that?
Intentionally, yeah.
Okay.
You know, guys try to – there was a period of time guys wanted to do more for the bump, and they would push themselves over, and they'd land on their head.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, which I was strictly against it because it's going to mess up your neck.
Yeah.
But some people you can't get through to them, man. And they try to make it something other than what it is. And my thought is don't fix it if it ain't broke.
Man, it looks good when it always stuck out to me when a guy takes a DDT and he just lays there, doesn't flop, doesn't do anything, just dead.
Yep.
Now, is that would you say that that's your kind of preferred way for somebody to take it?
Absolutely.
And what about like these modern day wrestlers? You sort of reference it there. Like a lot of people will spike almost into like a headstand whenever they take the DDT. Like it looks phenomenal, but I don't know. It's like, you know, as the guy who invented it, that probably wasn't exactly what you were envisioning, right?
Absolutely not. It's a good way for somebody to get hurt, seriously hurt bad.
Now, I do have to ask, I'm sure that people have taken it that way from you. Did you ever hit somebody with it? Like, does anybody stick out that you did that to who hurt themselves?
Yeah, there was a couple of guys that jammed their necks pretty good. I don't remember their names. I just remember it happening.
They probably didn't remember their names afterwards either.
No.
Man, it's, let me say, it didn't really hurt to have my head hit the mat. But when it did, I was like, okay, this is like... the margin for error is very, very small.
Absolutely.
Well, let's get into the listener questions. We've got some great ones. The first one is from David Cannon, who asks, when did you know it was time to retire? So, Jake, you had your last match in what, like 2011, maybe?
Yeah. I knew it was time to retire probably in 97 or 98.
Hmm.
But I just couldn't stop, man. You know, I just wanted more, you know, and shame on me for going out there when I couldn't do what I used to do. But, you know, you've watched all the guys do it, you know, the old timers do it. They, you know, comes to mind Hacksaw.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hacksaw does a lot of walking and talking out there in the ring, but he's not going to take no bumps. And nope. Just a shadow of what it used to be. And, but, you know, you go back out there because you think you can do it. And then when you get out there, you realize that you can't. You know, you don't have the wind, you don't have the strength. And you just can't, man. Your body won't do it. No matter how much you got in your heart, your body just can't perform.
When you got into wrestling, did you set a goal for yourself? Like, I intend to retire by this age or anything like that?
No, I didn't.
You just assumed you'd just do it till the wheels came off.
I just figured I'd do it till I didn't want to do it anymore.
Okay.
And the problem is, you'll always want to do it. I mean, to this day, I wish the fuck I could do it. I'd love to have one more match, but I know I can't. And it pisses me off.
Now, is there anything that scratches that itch? Is it teaching guys, going out and being a manager? Does that help a little bit?
Anytime you go to the ring, it helps a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, you're still getting to go out there and feel that excitement, feel the adrenaline. Yeah. Even as a manager throwing a punch or giving somebody a short arm clothesline, you know, it's a rush.
I know that you had selected Sin Bodhi as your final opponent. And this is actually a question that we got from somebody, I think it's from Josh maybe. And they asked what made Sin Bodhi the best final opponent? And if you could select any other person, who would it be? So if Sin were off the table, who would you have liked to have had there?
Oh, Steamboat.
Oh, man. Could you imagine you guys one more time?
Yeah. That would have been awesome.
That would have been what a phenomenal way to end the career. And you put him over in the final match. Have to, right?
Oh, yeah.
Next up, Jake, we've got Jay the K, who asks, what were your thoughts on Cody Rhodes finishing his story at WrestleMania?
I think it's great, man. I'm so happy for the guy. He certainly deserves it. And looking forward to see what he does the next year or so.
Man, Cody, it's everybody always talks about that intangible and that it factor, the X factor. Yeah. And whatever it is, man, he's got it, right?
He's got it for sure.
Kind of like if I were to ask you, hey, draw me a picture of like the ultimate baby face, it'd probably look a lot like Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next up, we've got Michael Goldman, who asks, I heard you are writing an autobiography. What's the title? When will it be out? Jake, it's been a while since we got an update on that.
Yeah, I haven't done much on it here lately, man. I look to try to finish it after I get back from England.
Okay.
It's nearly finished.
Stay tuned, Michael. It's coming one way or another. Now, do you have a title in mind for it?
No, I don't.
All right. So that's maybe a work in progress.
Fans should give me a title.
Maybe the fans should.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, guys, how about on the next Ask Jake Anything, we'll read some of the suggested autobiography titles for Jake's book.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
Submit your options at Snake Pit Pod on social media. Bob Lem has kind of a long question, but I think it's pretty interesting. He asks, do you think there's more that creative hasn't thought of and could do to incorporate more of the great legends who still have something to contribute in front of the camera at events? One reason I'm asking is that my 10-year-old was watching this year's WrestleMania with me, and during one of the more impressive matches, asked me if Jake was still my favorite wrestler, and I said yes and explained why. And I keep seeing all these greats on social media who aren't doing much with the business these days, and it doesn't always seem by choice. Also, my kid loves the history, but it's tough to catch up.
Yeah, I think there's some guys that still have something left for sure, you know. But today, TV time is so expensive. And you're trying to build people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So to take and give a guy a segment, that's worth a lot of money. That's expensive.
Yep.
And he's not going to be traveling the circuit with you, and he's not going to be wrestling every night. So why would you do it? But I think there's a lot of entertainment left in these guys.
Yeah, I mean, off the top of my head, I can think of a number of guys who aren't on TV right now who still have a lot of charisma and a lot to get. I mean, you mentioned Hacksaw Jim Duggan there before. That's a guy who brings value wherever he goes because of charisma, right?
Absolutely.
You know, and Jake, this kind of made me think of another question. You know, back in the day when a legend or an old timer would be brought back to work for a company that you were working for, would they be welcomed or well received by the boys?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. But for the most part.
You know, I asked that because when you talked about returning to WWF in 1996, like some of the guys were cool and some of the guys were assholes to you because, again, it's you're coming in and you're going to take one of their spots.
Yeah, that was a different situation, though. I mean, you know, you're talking about an old timer coming in now and doing a one-off or whatever. That's different than somebody coming back into the territory and going to take somebody's spot.
I got you. Okay. You would come back full time as opposed to just a one-off little fun segment.
Right.
I'm with it. Kelly O'Flynn Craig asks, what are some of your favorite vacation destinations? Any stick out, Jake?
Hawaii, of course. Alaska. British Columbia. I'd like to go to California and see the giant trees out there, you know, the redwoods.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that. But other than that, you know, I mean, I'm not really into the beach scene.
No.
So that says a lot right there.
You know, that made me think, too, a lot of the guys back in the day moved to Florida who were in wrestling because of, like, tax breaks. I think it was the main reason. Did you ever consider living down there?
I did, and I just couldn't do it, man. Could not do it. The sand gets to me.
It's like everywhere, dude. It gets in your car, in your living room.
Gets everywhere, man.
Yeah. No, thank you. Rick Guzman asks, you usually tell us crazy stories or enlighten us about some of the guys who could be awful in wrestling. Who are some of the nicest, kindest wrestlers that you've met in your career?
Steamboat being the number one.
Okay.
Yeah. There was a lot of nice guys, man. I mean, you don't talk about them much because they were just there and they did their job and everything was cool.
Right.
But yeah, there was a lot of nice guys, man.
Can you think of anybody in particular who maybe really helped you to develop, especially maybe during your early days?
Buck Robley.
Okay.
Yeah. Buck Robley, Bob Sweetan, they had the most influence on me.
You know, Bob Sweetan is an interesting one because most of the time, whenever his name gets brought up, people are like, oh, he was a complete asshole. What a piece of shit. Hated the guy. But he was actually pretty good to you, huh?
Yeah, he was. I learned, well, he wasn't that good to me. I just learned a lot from him.
Okay, so maybe not always super nice to you, but well, he taught you some stuff.
Yeah, I learned.
Well, that's good enough.
Yeah.
Jaden has a similar kind of question, but it's from the other perspective. Was there ever somebody who was an asshole to you on your way up in the business who you worked with later after you became a big star, and how did you handle it?
I can't think of anyone.
Yeah.
I really can't.
That's probably a good thing. You know, it's like it sounds... Yeah, that means you were fairly well treated on your way up. And you should be. You were a second generation wrestler, so I can't imagine guys taking liberties or being pricks to you.
It wasn't too bad once I got going.
Alan Scuzzy Butchula? Batchula? I don't know. How do the boys feel when a wrestler who came from another sport but wasn't a wrestling fan comes into the business? Do they get treated differently?
Yeah, they get treated differently. And, you know, comes to mind, you're talking about Goldberg, you know, and yeah, they're treated differently, and there's mixed emotions and feelings about it. But it kind of sucks, I think.
When these guys come in?
Yeah.
Now, sucks the way that they're treated, or sucks the fact that they're coming in and taking up TV time?
Sucks that they're coming and taking up TV time and they're getting the push when they don't even like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I just, wow. Yeah.
It got to be frustrating, especially when it's something that you've like put passion into and kind of honed your skills over the years. And some dude just walks in, you know, because he was in the NFL for whatever, a year. And all of a sudden he's, you know, the guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's crushing people. For sure, he's crushing people.
Legitimately, in Goldberg's case, many times.
Yeah.
A lot of people give me shit because I'm a Goldberg fan, and I always just say, like, hey, look, it's like I'm a fan of Goldberg the same way I'm a fan of watching a train go off the rails. You know what I mean? Like, it's holy shit, look at that.
Yep. I get it.
All right, Joe Pritchett is up next. What is/was the most difficult city to work in front of in terms of getting them hot?
Philadelphia was tough.
Yep.
Yeah. Philly was tough.
What about the MSG crowd? We always hear that they were really smart.
They're fickle. They're fickle. But Philly was tough.
So it sounds like Northeast primarily, it's like these kind of smart fans that come in there and have their opinions, huh?
Yeah, the smart marks.
This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know one man every hour, every day is diagnosed with testicular cancer? With April being National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, our friends over at Manscaped have partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to help spread awareness for men's health and early cancer detection. Visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And as always, you can use promo code SNAKEPIT for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. You know, unfortunately, guys, cancer has touched all of us in some way or another, whether it's an immediate family member, a friend, a distant family member. All of us have been impacted in some way or another, and it's not always easy to talk about, especially when it deals with a really sensitive area. With this in mind, you can perform simple, routine self-checks at home while enjoying Manscaped products that you use every day, like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. It makes sense, right? We use products daily to trim and maintain our boys down there. The Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra features two interchangeable skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth and sleek. With dual LED spotlights, you'll achieve better visibility, making every trim more precise and hassle-free. Don't like making a mess? This dude is waterproof. Bring this thing into the shower with you, and I can guarantee that your significant other is going to be thankful. And you can bring this trimmer wherever you go, too, thanks to its wireless charging capabilities and travel lock feature. In addition to providing the great tools and solutions for comfortable and easy grooming, Manscaped is committed to raising awareness to giving support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer. That is why they will be donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. Help save lives and balls by going over to manscaped.com/TCS and sharing your funny, educational, check yourself video. And while you're at it, grab 20% off plus free shipping with code SNAKEPIT, because like a famous American philosopher once said, take care of your mentals, your balls, and your chickens.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
RCS88 asks, thoughts on the recent passings of Akebono and OJ Simpson. Jake, did you ever meet Akebono?
Who is Akebono?
It's like a sumo style wrestler, very recently passed away.
I'm sorry to hear that.
How about OJ? You ever meet him?
I never met OJ.
Boy, he could have been a hell of a heel character.
And I don't want to. You know, at one time, Vince McMahon was toying with the idea to make him the head guy on the Nation of Domination.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah.
How did you hear about that?
I was part of the booking committee.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so this would have been like early 97 or late 96 or something.
Yeah, he wanted to bring him in, man. And the only reason he didn't work was because the
Gold Dust?
No, the guy that he killed.
Oh, Goldman.
Is that it? Ronald Goldman or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. If OJ had worked, he would have gotten the money.
Oh, okay.
So OJ refused to do it.
Now, as somebody who is a member of the creative team, when this idea is being bandied about, what did you think?
I thought, holy fuck, are we insane or what? Oh, it gets even better because he wanted to put the hottest chick on the planet at the time underneath him.
Sable?
Yep.
Holy shit.
That's just too much, man.
Boy, you know, they say controversy creates cash, but there is such a thing as go home heat that I've heard about.
Yeah.
That could have been go home heat.
That was disgusting, man.
Oh God. I'm like already picturing Vince with like somehow involving a knife or something like that too.
It's, yeah. Oh yeah. You know, he would have.
Absolutely. Like if there's a little scab to pick, it sounds like Vince is the kind of guy who likes to pick it.
Yeah, everybody would have worn gloves.
Oh my God. Wow. All right. I've never heard that before, but I can't say I'm all that shocked.
Yeah, it's true.
Holy shit. Shannon Hunter is up next. Hi, Jake. Can't wait to see you. Known you over 20 years and have so many questions, but I want to know who is more of a neat freak, you or Cheryl?
Cheryl is, Shannon. Shannon's a good friend of mine. I have known her for longer than 20 years.
Really?
Yeah, she's a young lady. She's a paraplegic, and she's a sweetheart, man.
That's awesome, man. So, you know, I see like, oh, I've known Jake for 20 years. And in my head, whenever I read something like that, it's like, oh, cool. They've been a fan for 20 years. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. We developed a friendship at the Omni years ago.
When you were working for Georgia?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So that's a really long relationship.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome, man. Wow.
The 80s.
All the way back to the 80s, and all these years later, here she is asking a question on your podcast.
Yeah, I still aggravate her from time to time. I call her up, you know. Aggravate her.
Not you. You don't aggravate people.
Yeah, of course I do.
Our old pal Peter D is up next, and he's got a couple questions about wrestler etiquette. First, he asks, what should a legend expect when he enters the locker room? Wrestlers coming to him to shake his hand, his bags being carried by young guys. Any etiquette for legends that should be adhered to?
There is none left.
And like nowadays?
No, there's none left.
Back in the day when you would make like an indie shot or something like that, would like a young guy come pick you up, drive you around?
Yeah, they'd grab your luggage.
Now, what about the whole handshake thing, Jake? Is it like expected that you just stand there and everybody comes to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which to me seems fair and respectful. The other thing that we hear about wrestler handshakes is that some guys will give you the loose fish handshake. Were you the loose fish guy?
I hate that.
I think it was Tommy Rich was the first guy to give me that handshake. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Care for it.
The next follow-up question is, what happens at indie shows when the promoter says that they want you to lose to their local jabroni? Do you go with what they say, or as a big name star, can you say, no way will I get beaten?
No way I'll get beaten.
So even there's no TVs rolling, nothing like that, you just say, nope.
Ain't happening.
Now, what is the mentality there with no TV going?
It's just respect.
Ah.
You know, and they're fools for thinking like that.
Why would they want anybody to go over against you who they're paying all this money to bring in?
Yeah, it's foolishness.
I'm with you. Yeah, I think it's bullshit. Next up, BG asks, what was it like being roommates with DDP? And do you have any funny moments during that time?
Well, I lost the snake in his house.
Okay.
And couldn't find it. And he only had three cats.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, holy shit. And I found out that his wife was on the way back to the house. So I scooted, man. I took off. I wasn't going to hear that shit.
You didn't want to deal with the wrath.
No, man. And I came back a couple of days later. Just in time to see the workmen leaving because they had to tear out some sheetrock.
Oh.
Because he had gotten in between the walls. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
How did Kimberly, I assume it was his wife Kimberly, how did she react when she saw you again?
I was asked to move.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, would this have been when you were in WCW or Mexico or when?
Oh, gosh. In between, yeah.
Okay. After you had been, after you left WWF?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Wow. All right. Well, I got to say, I don't think I blame Kimberly. It wouldn't be super pleasant to have a snake crawling around your walls.
No, it wasn't, man.
Christopher Crawford asks, what would happen if you had car trouble and you thought you wouldn't be able to make it to a wrestling event? Do you have a personal story or know it happened to someone else?
I always made it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I've had to take a ride from a policeman one time that drove me there.
Wow.
That was quite the exciting trip of 100 miles an hour.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. This guy gunned it, man.
So you were running way behind and you said like, hey, dude, I got to get to this building.
Yep.
Did he recognize you?
Yep.
Okay. What was the exchange? Like autographs?
Oh, yeah, man. He watched the show, and I hooked him up. And he gave me a ride back to my car.
All right. Now, were you in the back of the police car?
No.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. That seems like it would be very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it would be.
So, Jake, I once heard a story about you making a trip with Kevin Nash and Mick Foley and the car running out of gas. Does that ring a bell?
It didn't run out of gas. The alternator went out.
Oh, shit.
And Foley wasn't with me. It was DDP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just took off walking. I came back an hour and a half later with some country boys.
So you like out in the middle of nowhere, if I remember right, and you're just like, well, there's got to be something somewhere. And you just start walking.
Started walking, man.
Pretty resourceful, man. And then you find some dudes who are willing to come help.
2 o'clock in the morning, man. I seen lights and I just went to the lights, you know, and there's a bunch of guys in a garage drinking beer. So I walked in, started drinking beer with them. We had about 3 beers and told them what had happened. They said, let's go get that car for you. Hell, we got it. We got a wrecker.
You know, the craziest part of all that is the idea that these guys are up at 2 a.m. having beers, and all of a sudden, out of the fucking darkness, Jake the Snake Roberts just walks into their garage. Be like, holy shit, okay, let's give this guy a beer.
It fired him up. That was funnier than shit, brother. I was sitting in the wrecker with one other guy and the driver. So we're crushed in the front seat. So we go back to pick DDP and them up. So we hook the wrecker up to it. And they got to sit in that wreck, you know, in the car that doesn't run while we drag them down the highway. Which is pretty scary.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably almost as scary as you having to be at 6'5", jam-packed in between a couple of hillbillies.
It was scary there.
Man, only in professional wrestling does shit like that happen.
Yeah.
Barry asks, was there anyone who was ever completely against having the snake put on them? And how did you handle that? Jake, we talked about SD Jones last week and how he refused to have it done.
Yeah, he refused to do it. Kamala refused to do it. Honky Tonk never did it.
Wow, I guess he never did he?
No. You know, and if a guy refuses to, I'm not going to push it.
No?
No, man. Hell, I'm scared of him, too. I know what it's like. I'd hate to have to be that guy that laid there and let the snake crawl all over him with your eyes closed.
Oh, man.
Sucks.
Well, especially with you putting it on the snake, because I've seen you occasionally wrap it around a guy's crotch.
Yeah, or shove it down his pants.
Yeah, you know what? Now that I think of it, I might be one of the guys that says no if that were to happen. It sucks though for you because it's such a huge part of your gimmick and it's something that really helps. Even a shitty match, it'll get it over. And these guys, it's like they're taking one of the biggest bullets out of your gun, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
All right, last one, and it's Robert Vaughn who reached out to me on Twitter, and he asked, Jake, how would you feel if Baz Luhrmann, who produced the Elvis movie that came out recently, approached you to do a biography on your life in a similar style to how the Elvis Presley biopic was done? Who would you want to play you, and from whose perspective would you want the story to be from, yours or someone else?
God, man.
That's a lot of questions.
Yeah. No idea at all. Who would you say?
Well, one guy that sticks out to me is Josh Brolin. I think that he would absolutely nail it. That guy who played you in Young Rock, I thought he did a pretty nice job too.
That's a pretty good job. I'm still in contact with him. Yeah, we're toying with the movie.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, let's hope that that one comes to fruition. So, okay, Robert, your question kind of sounds like there's a possibility it could be happening down the road. Well, look, guys, that is going to wrap us up for this week. Next week, we'll be back talking Mid-Atlantic Wrestling. And again, if you have any questions for us, please fire them over to Snake Pit Pod on all social media, on all social media platforms, or to Marcus P. D'Angelo on X. Jake, always a pleasure to take fan questions with you, brother.
Yeah, man, I like it.
All right, guys, before we go, just want to remind you all that if you're looking to attract that 25 to 54-year-old male demographic to your product or service, you got to get over to advertisewithsnake.com. Jake is an absolute legend. He's still on TV. He's out making the towns, meeting and talking to fans all the time at these conventions, and you can get him to put over your stuff to that exact demographic. If you want evidence that it works, just listen to the show. We are always advertising for the same businesses because they know that what we do here on the show works. Head to advertisewithsnake.com and get teamed up with the Hall of Famer, Jake the Snake Roberts. JakeTheSnakeShop.com has got all kinds of great collectibles straight from the man himself. How about some 8x10 signed by Jake? He's got a variety of options there with images featuring some iconic moments, and you can even get an 8x10 of Jake and Cheryl signed by both of them. Come on, you know you need signatures from the greatest power couple in the history of wrestling. You've got to take a look for yourself at all this awesome, rare, signed merchandise from Jake. Go right now to JakeTheSnakeShop.com. Pick yours up today. Cameo.com/JakeSnake is your destination if you want a personal message, a promo, birthday wish, a roast, or if you just want to say hi to legendary Jake Roberts. Here's a recent review from Anonymous. This was the best decision of my life. Perfection. Thanks, Jake. I mean, does any more need to be said? A cameo from Jake is great for any occasion. He loves doing these. He loves having the chance to interact with his fans who might not be able to make it out to his personal appearances. And this is a great opportunity for that. Again, it's cameo.com/JakeSnake. Go and order yours right now. Summer's almost here, folks, so you might as well greet it in style with some of our gear at the Snake Pit page at boxofgimmicks.com. We've got you covered on awesome vintage-style merch that acts as a true love letter to those fans of the 80s and 90s wrestling like myself. Check out some of the really cool t-shirt options we've got there, including the vintage Jake look, the Trust Me shirt, Jake's original Cruel But Fair shirt from Mid-South, and so much more. Seriously, go have a look at this stuff. Support our podcast. Wear some really cool-looking clothes while you're at it. Again, it's the Snake Pit page at boxofgimmicks.com. Check us out on YouTube. It's youtube.com/@snakepitpod. We've got short clips from the show. We've got highlights, and we've got exclusive content there, and we plan to add more. We're at over 29,000 followers, and we're not even close to done, pal. When we hit 30,000 here pretty soon, we're going to celebrate with a huge giveaway for our subscribers that I can guarantee fans of Jake are going to be absolutely psyched about. Do not miss out on your chance to win the giveaway, and don't miss all the great content we have on our YouTube page. Get subscribed today. It's youtube.com/@snakepitpod. Speaking of YouTube, if you like what we're doing here on the Snake Pit, you've got to go get subscribed to the Everybody's Got a Pod YouTube page. Both Ted DiBiase and Hacksaw Jim Duggan are part of the page contributing original content, and you do not want to miss out on these unique Hall of Fame perspectives. The only place to get new episodes of Jim's podcast, The Hacksaw Hour, is on that YouTube page, and Jim is also providing videos of his day-to-day activities. Seriously, you've got to go and check it out. Get subscribed now at youtube.com/@everybodysgotapod. Also, if you've enjoyed the Snake Pit, please like, subscribe, and leave us a 5-star review on all platforms. That does a huge favor for Jake and I, and only really takes you a second. And just a reminder, you can get the Snake Pit and all the other shows in our network early and ad-free over at adfreeshows.com. And guess what? It starts at just $9 per month. That's less than 15 cents per episode each month. Plus, there's tons of bonus content, interactive chats with your favorite hosts and wrestling personalities. Ad-Free Shows has added the Beyond Nitro series with Guy Evans. He's the author of the Nitro book that's gotten rave reviews. And Guy is on AFS providing an even deeper look into the key elements, themes, and stories discussed in that book. So if you're a fan of the Monday Night Wars era of wrestling, you are going to want to check that one out. Not to mention access to shows like Tuesdays with the Taskmaster with the great Kevin Sullivan, Lex Express with Lex Luger, the Monday Mailbag with Mike Chioda, Enter Sandman with the Sandman from ECW, and so much more. Get over there right now. Get signed up because you are missing out on some fantastic content if you're not part of the ad-free shows family. Catch Jake on X at JakeSnakeDDT, on Instagram at JakeTheSnakeDDT, and on Facebook at RealJakeTheSnake. You can follow me at Marcus P. D'Angelo on X, and you can follow the podcast at SnakePitPod on all social media platforms. Man, the Ask Jake Anything episodes never fail. We always have such a great time taking listener questions, and we hope you guys will keep bringing them over there on social media. You can hit me up in my DMs at Marcus P. D'Angelo on Twitter. I look forward to hearing you guys, and I look forward to seeing you guys next week right here on the Snake Pit.